Yesterday, Gerry spoke to Tralee Councillor Sam Locke ahead of the vote on Monday by Kerry County Councillors regarding the future of Tralee Courthouse. On Monday, they will vote, all 33 councillors in Kerry will vote on whether Kerry County Council should sell a section of the site of the former Denny factory on the island of Geese. That site was given to the people of Tralee by Kerry Group that used to own Denny's. They're going to vote whether a section of this site should be sold to the court service for the construction of a new courthouse. Councillor Sam Locke vehemently against this. He said this is not what the people of Tralee want. They have their own ideas and submissions that they made to the council as to how they would like to see that site developed. And he said as well that councillors should have had their own vote. Tralee councillors should have been allowed to have their own vote on this before a full council vote was taken. Not that it would be binding in any way, but it would indicate to councillors from other municipal districts the strength of feeling that the people of Tralee have on this issue. And Sam Locke is of the opinion that the majority of people in Tralee are against a new courthouse being built on the island of Geese. Now, this morning, we are joined by another councillor from the Tralee Municipal District, Fine Gael councillor Jim Finucane. Jim, you would take an opposing view to Sam Locke. Briefly, can you state why you believe that the new courthouse needs to be built on the site, the island of Geese site?
Absolutely, Tracy. Part of my business, I work as a valuer and auctioneer, and I participate in family law cases. Though judges have stated the facilities in the existing courthouse, and I think nobody disagrees with that, they don't recognise the dignity of the human person. The judges have said they will no longer sit, and this situation has been going on for a number of years. They have looked at a number of sites, including Ballymun and Barracks. They looked at Fellas Point, and people in the town centre said they were too far out. So we have an opportunity now to rectify that, to build a public building that people can be proud of, that's fully accessible, and that there are cases, some of the issues that are dealt with, and it's not about, people have said this, that you're drawing crime or punishment into a particular part of town. The administration of justice is one of the hallmarks of our democracy. But it also makes a statement about our county and the facilities we provide for people. And you're dealing with people, whether it's condos, courts, whether it's family law, where people are at the most vulnerable, they're at the most frightened in certain cases. And they need buildings and backup and, you know, mediation. They need all these services just to take the pain and the grief, not disappear, but dissipate. And a new court building, to my mind, is an essential public service. Everybody says that the existing courthouse is not fit for purpose. People have said about the post office and whether the transmitter can be bought. It's a non-runner. There are 23 leases on that transmitter. The post office have declared a new programme, and up to now, that they have no interest in selling it. There's been mention of the Protestant Hall across the way in Astrid, which is a listed building inside and outside. Time has now come to make a decision, and to make a decision that would allow the people of this county use a facility where they're not frightened to go into, where there is no services. And if we allow this opportunity to pass ourselves, the head of the court service stated us the funding stream will be put back by 6 to 8 years. So there is a vote. I intend to propose it on Monday. I believe it's the right thing to do for the people. It's taken one third of the site. And when people say the site was gifted to the people of Tralee, it certainly was given.
And that's some comments making into people, that people made submissions, that the Kerry County Council asked the public to make submissions as to how they would like to see the site developed. I know we've talked about this before, so we'll just return to it briefly, about how they would like to see the site developed. And there was no public demand that a new courthouse be built there.
No, but at the same time, one of the submissions, for example, was for a skate park. That skate park is up and running on the grounds of the regional sports centre, and I'm chairman of the sports centre. So, you know, time has moved on, and there's a decision now has to be made. Is this a crucial part of our infrastructure? But at the moment, guards are leaving every town in this county to go to Limerick to court cases. Witnesses are being forced to, and it's providing a huge amount of economic stress on people. You can go down to Limerick if your case is heard, well and good. If not, you have to come back tomorrow. So this is inflicting a huge amount of inconvenience on people, our guards, the legal profession, and the legal profession in Kerry are fully behind this. Any time this county lost the service in the past, we never got it back. Now, this is our chance to put it right, to give the people of this county, when it comes to the administration of justice, a building that they can be proud of, and also a building that they will not be afraid of, and they will, that their business and their cases, whether it's family law or anything else, will be dealt with the dignity that they deserve. It's a reflection on us, our community, our town and our county. It's in Tralee, but it's a service that is crucial for the entire county. And we have to step up to the mark. And people as well are talking about further uses. The court service have committed to maintain that building until alternative uses are found. The ETB have expressed interest in getting involved in a youth orchestra for the county. There is huge potential to do something imaginative with the existing building, something that, whether it's a civic centre or not, something that the people would be proud of. So we've been ending up with two significant buildings.
So you're saying there are alternative uses for the old courthouse on Ash Street, and you're saying the Kerry Education and Training Board, Kerry ETB, is looking at it as a venue for a youth orchestra for the county?
Yes, we've already expressed our interest in that to Kerry County Council. But obviously this decision has to be made first. We had a briefing with Angela Denning of the court service last Friday. Every councillor had an opportunity to quiz. She answered all the questions that people had asked. And as far as I'm concerned, it was a very effective process. Now people will have to stand up and be counted at this thing. But I know where I stand. Every time, you know, something significant has been proposed for the town, our immediate reaction seems to be no. Well, this is an opportunity to put it right. I believe it will be a significant public building. It's a significant investment of up to 22 million. I believe it will benefit Lower Rock Street. We have a new boutique hotel being built just close to it. It's going to bring life and business and, you know, a whole stream of other things to the Lower Rock Street part of our town centre, and it will broaden the town centre. So I think there is a multitude of reasons for people to get behind this and to support it.
So you're saying, this last pitch, ahead of the vote on Monday, there's a new courthouse for Tralee that would be a 22 million euro investment in the town. If it's not taken, it could be lost, and it could take several years for another similar opportunity to come our way again.
Exactly, minimum of 8 years. In the meantime, we have lost all that service. Even there is a proposal, you know, for a potential family law centre in Mallow. One of the questions Angela Denning was asked at last Friday, if this building was built, Tralee could host the regional centre for family law for the region. So, you know, what we're stating here on Monday by our vote is how we want this county to progress, how we want this county to be perceived by not alone professional people, but the people who use our system. And it's about the administration of justice, which directly reflects our democracy.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Councillor Jim Finucane, who supports a new courthouse for Tralee and for the county being built on the Island of Geese site. Vote by all 33 Kerry County councillors on Monday.